Warrior Sound on the scene in Detroit, where the team will soon wrap up their six-game road trip, taking on the Pistons on Friday night. And on this Thursday, fun opportunity to head to the University of Detroit Mercy, where, inside Callahan Hall, we saw where Warriors assistant coach Willie Green played his college basketball for the Titans.
Yeah, it definitely brings back a lot of memories. It's good to be home, bringing the Warriors here to University of Detroit to practice. You can see the students are here, and the teams are here excited to see us play and practice, but it definitely brings back memory. I had a lot of good memories here in this building, and this is a special place to me.
What did being a Titan help do to solidify your career in the NBA and where you've now taken it as a coach?
Well, I think first and foremost, the credit goes to my family, and then Coach Perry Watson, who was here at the time, David Greer, Mike Jackson, Mickey Barrett. Those guys gave me a platform to come in and develop. I wasn't a player that was very good right away, but they allowed me to progressively get better over time. And what that did was allow me to pursue my dreams of playing in the NBA.
And here's what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr after today's practice here in Detroit.
Well, it shows that they're obviously very talented, even on a night like last night without, two all-stars and then a third center who goes down right away. We had plenty of firepower, obviously, with KD and Clay leading the way, but so many playmakers. And I think the continuity of being together for many years now helps in situations like these. Doesn't feel dramatically different, even when key guys are out. And our guys are tough. They're competitive. It's been a hell of a trip. It'd be great to finish it off, but probably going to be our toughest game of the trip tomorrow.
Is it always that last game, or is it Detroit specifically?
Sometimes the last game is a good one because guys can't wait to get home and they got a little bounce in their step. So I'm not worried about energy. We got the day off today, short practice, but a night to rest. I think our energy will be great. Guys will be dying to get home tomorrow night, so they'll bring it. But Detroit's really good. They already beat us at our place, and it's a tough matchup in many ways, so we're going to have to play really well.
The average fan might kind of take for granted what it means to go 5-0, potentially 6-0 on a road trip like this. Just from someone who played and has been around the game forever, like, how difficult of a feat do you feel like this has been?
Yeah, it's always tricky. We even crossed the country during the trip, which was not easy to do. But Raymond pointed out that the Warriors have never gone undefeated on a road trip, and on a six-game road trip. And I told the team that after practice, and Draymond knows this stuff. He said, that's not true. We went 6-0 on a trip last year, but then we lost the seventh one. So we didn't go 6-0. So it's semantics. We started 6-0, but then it was a seven-game trip. But this is where Raymond really earns his money. Like, he picks out, some really random stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure we went 5-0 on a trip where we didn't go east of the Mississippi and only played one day game. Like, there's that, right?
Yeah, there's one game started at 7, another one at 8.
Right.
So,
But then there was another trip where all the games were night games, and we did go east of the Mississippi, and so that changes the stats. So
yeah.
I don't really know, what Raymond's going to come up with. I'm going to let him just brief you on the numbers in this trip and how relevant they are.
I know you're joking earlier, but what has Willie given to your staff this year so far?
Oh, Willie's the best. He's just a great teammate. He's a great person to be around. He's quietly intelligent, only speaks when he has something important to say, which is a really good quality. He's young enough to still get out on the floor with the guys and play 3-on-3. He's young enough to be able to go to Quinn Cook and say, hey, when you're guarding so-and-so last night, I guarded him, two, 3 years ago, and here's what he likes to do. That's an important quality to have on a staff. We love Ron Adams, but I don't care that Ron played against Dolph Schayes. Like, that doesn't apply to our team. But Willie's experience playing against people actually applies.
You mentioned the idea of him specifically with Nick being able to kind of relate, but how about the whole team in general, the idea of guys are having fluctuating roles and how you adapt to those circumstances and perspective?
It's
provide for all the teams.
It's a big part of Willie's impact on the team is his experience as a role player in the league. It's not an easy place to be, but because he was there and we're very successful with it, starting sometimes 12th man the next game, maybe doesn't play for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden somebody gets hurt and he's playing 30 minutes. Like that's a really hard job to prepare for. The fact that he's done it allows him to share those experiences with our guys, and they respect him because they know that he was successful in that role.
You guys have some common ground there. Do you think you guys kind of relate to each other a little bit better?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. We had a discussion last night because Jaron was kind of in the same role, you know, and we were trying to figure out who led his team in scoring the most between Willie, me, and Jaron. I'm guessing Willie. Willie was a better scorer. There's no way it was Jaron. There's no way. Jaron thought he led his team in scoring once in his career. I'm guessing I was no more than two. Willie, I'm guessing five or six, but we'll have Raymond look it up.
Yeah,
you actually should
settle things now. Like, hey, who still has the shot in them?
No, no. Jaron and I both know we're done. Willie still can play. Jaron and I are done.
Is that kind of a quality you look for in other coaches, though? Like guys who understand what it takes to have different roles in the NBA and can relate to.
Yeah, that was one of the qualities Luke Walton had. You know, played many roles. It goes beyond just an understanding of the game. It's the experience factor. I also like having the youth. It can only last for so long with the having. I don't know how long Willie's gonna be able to play 3-on-3 against these guys, but you know Luke did the same thing, and it's just good to have a mix on your staff of youth and experience and different roles that each guy has played.
When you're coaching someone, do you kind of put it in your mental Rolodex that guy could be a good coach? If when he retires, maybe I should reach out to him.
Yeah. Mostly guys that. That I know or I've met, you know, I'm not ever able to watch a game on TV and go, that guy would make a good coach. You really have to get to know the person. But Willie Green, I mean, the reason I hired Willie is because I did a TNT game. Willie was playing with the Clippers, and Grant Hill's good friend since we were together in Phoenix, and Grant raved about Willie, and I ended up talking to Willie after a game when he was with the Clippers, and I noticed what he was doing, going from the starting lineup to the bench, and contributing and staying positive, and Grant just raved about him. And so as soon as the job came open, like, you know, I had his name on my list, and he's turned out to be a star.
All right, Warriors Pistons on Friday night to wrap up the 6-game road trip. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.